F. The Stunt Woman. How and when did you get into the stunt business, Amanda?
I've worked in the film industry for about 26 years. I started as an actress and spent 10 years doing extra work and walk-on parts. One day I found out that there were no black stunt women in the UK, so I decided to train for the UK Stunt Register. I joined the register in 1997, and now I've worked on over 80 films and TV productions as a stunt performer. I used to be a PE teacher, and I was also good at martial arts, but I needed 6 special skills to join the register. I got licenses for hang gliding, jockey racing, HGV lorry driving, and motorbike racing. I also did gymnastics, trampolining, and fencing. It took me 6 years to train because I was a single mum with 3 children with no help, but I managed it. There are different roles as a stunt performer. You can be a utility stunt person, which means that you're an action character in an action sequence. Or you can be a double for the main actor or actress. That's when you're dressed as them and do all the stunts for them. I doubled for Halle Berry in the James Bond movie Die Another Day. I did all the action sequences, fighting with weapons, smashing through the car windscreen, jumping, hanging, falling, sliding, drowning, and abseiling. I won a Hollywood Award for that film. What kind of stunts do you find most challenging?
I don't know, really. It depends. Once I doubled Naomi Harris on a film called Ninja Assassin. I got an email from America asking if I could slide and drift a car. First, I contacted a racing driver friend of mine. I drove his car around a bit, doing various tricks. Then I edited the video and sent it to the producers. They loved it, and I was flown out to Berlin to rehearse. But you know, I was so excited about the job that I forgot one thing. In Berlin, all the cars are left-hand drive. But I adapted quickly. You have to. You want to prove that you can do the job. There was one scene where I had to kill the bad ninja on a busy roundabout. I had to drive fast through the traffic and make a J-turn. It was a night shoot. The daylight was coming in and I only had one shot at it. I had to get it right. It was perfect and I was so happy. When you're doing your work, you don't want to make a mistake. For health reasons, but also because your reputation is at stake. You want to give your best performance. As long as you're not going home in an ambulance, and you've got the shot in the can, it's been a good day.
Are there many injuries?
Oh, yeah. You're crashing, falling, burning and being thrown around. Of course we get hurt. There's no way of pretending you're falling downstairs. You have to do it. It's part of the job. It also depends on what costume you're wearing. It's easier for men. They're usually fully clothed and can hide more body parts. The girls often wear a tiny costume and can only use minimal padding. What is the coolest film you've worked on lately?
Working on World War Z with Brad Pitt was great fun. It took hours every morning to put on the makeup. We had false teeth and veins and wounds painted on our faces. In one scene, I had to dive on top of him with a blood bag full of black treacle. There was a tube from the bag that ran up my back and behind my ear. I had to try to bite him, then the black blood splattered all over his face and dripped into his mouth. It took a few days to shoot the sequence. Do you have any favourites among the films you've worked on? I have many, but Harry Potter was a fantastic series. I worked on 5 of them. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Part 2. It was so much fun, and the crew were brilliant. Daniel Radcliffe was wonderful to work with. He was always smiling and full of energy. The series ran over 10 years, so people became very close, like a family. How did they get the effects for the magic spells? When the actors were hit by a wizard spell, we used an air ram. This catapults a stunt performer through the air. They use air rams a lot in war films to make it look like an explosion. Talking about spells, on the Potter series we had about 300 wands. They were hand-carved. The stunt people and the extras had to learn ways of flicking the wand a certain way. That was good fun, but it was hard work. In the Deathly Hallows, we had a battle scene that went on for weeks. It was freezing cold, and we were out in the middle of the night. It was madness, but it looked superb. There are so many things that go into making a film. The props guys, the directors, and all the others, they're all important. So much goes into it for 10 seconds of film. Everyone's job counts because every contribution makes up the whole picture. It's a wonderful industry to be in, the industry of make-believe.